welcome to this New Statesman and London Council's event at the Conservative Party conference. Neil Carmichael is our missing member who will be joining us soon. He's an MP and on the Education Select Committee. But in the meantime, let me introduce you to my other members on the panel. We're discussing a very topical issue, given the flux and transformation which is currently taking place in the education system. And our subject of discussion is New School, New Rules, the Future of Local Education. I think local is the word we're emphasising there. On my left, I have Councillor Andrew Harper, who's the Cabinet Member for Education, Children and Families at Barnet Council. And on my right, John Dixon, who's the Assistant Secretary of the National Union of Teachers, the NUT. So without further ado, we're going to start with Andrew. But all the panellists will speak for a few minutes, and then we'll open it up for questions and discussion. Andrew.
Thank you very much. On behalf of London Councils, we're very grateful to the New Statesman for partnering with us and enabling us to hold this meeting here, as we have done at the other two party conferences. What I'm going to talk about is really where we've got to in our thinking in London Councils. And I have to say this is pretty much a cross-party consensus where we are. But I'm going to begin by just reading from a letter that I and other lead members and directors of children's services received from Michael Gove within a few weeks of his taking office as Secretary of State. He wrote, "Strong local authorities are central to our plans to improve education. I want to help local authorities to continue to be powerful champions of educational excellence. I would like them to have a strong strategic role working with schools to drive up standards, promoting spread of innovation, etc. I want local authorities to be shaping the vision for their local area and empowered to drive improvement." So, okay, there we are. The debate around the new education system and how it will work at the local level is, of course, now at a critical juncture following the course that Michael set us off on. Over 50% of the country's secondary schools are now academies. And this is changing fundamentally the way in which local authorities will work with their schools. It's certainly true of my own borough. However, local authorities still have no less than 200 statutory duties in relation to education and the wider needs of children. And, of course, we have the direction from the Secretary of State that I just outlined. So these requirements mean that no London borough can afford to allow low achievement in schools. And for one thing, relationships between local authorities and academies need to be absolutely clear. So we in London Councils have been considering the role that we can play in this new landscape to best support our children and young people. Now, certainly increasing numbers of academies and free schools are presenting challenges to the system. The Department for Education does not have the capacity to deliver its aspirations for all schools to convert to academy status. And it would not be feasible for a central government department to manage contracts and monitor performance for all 18,000 schools in the country. For example, we know that the DfE has encountered a number of problems in establishing the growing numbers of free schools, especially finding suitable sites, and I can speak from experience of my own borough again, in the last couple of years. And as the programme expands, the DfE will be increasingly unable to provide the level of support needed by parents and other groups wishing to set up free schools. But I have to say the big elephant in the room for London is the huge challenge we're facing in meeting growing demand for school places. Our latest forecast is that over 90,000 additional places will be required to meet demand by 2015-16, and this comes at a cost of around £2.3 billion. So we can't go on as we have been. To address these challenges, London local authorities are developing a new approach based on partnership with schools, focusing their role on championing the aspirations of children and parents. Now, London local government is already well advanced in this approach, having worked collaboratively through something called the London Challenge Programme to deliver huge improvements in school standards. And London now, I'm proud to say, has the best performing schools at both secondary and primary levels. However, we know that a more systematic extension of this approach is needed to enable all schools to thrive in the new education landscape. So London Councils have been consulting widely within the local government network, developing ideas that are consistent with the direction of government policy and are intended to build on existing strengths and further prepare us for the challenge. And the ways that we've come up with include around enabling school improvement. So the boroughs are committed to working with their schools to facilitate higher performance. And we can accelerate this through developing local education partnerships throughout London and using sector-led improvement to ensure that all London boroughs can learn new ways of working that are consistent with the new school system. No local authority wants to see a school fail in its area, and so enabling local authorities, for example, to issue early warning notices to academies, as they do with maintained schools, would provide a consistent and swift approach to helping us transform performance. Now, secondly, the issue about school places. We're struggling to meet the demand, given the existing capacity that we have. We think that boroughs could audit available sites and existing buildings, as well as assessing new approaches to planning and development. So we're considering offering advice and support to broker relationships with new academies and free school applicants, informed by knowledge of viable sites where we are, development costs, and importantly, parental demand. Now, in order to make this process work effectively, we would need government to share early information on free school candidates when they first apply. We need to see, we believe, a much closer partnership in these matters between us and the DfE. Another point is around making the education system more accessible to parents and the local community. Parents are going to play an increasingly important role in the new education system, and so they should. But they need transparency of data to be able to play a more active role in the shaping of local schooling. We think, therefore, that academies too should share the same data as maintained schools with local authorities so that this data can be made available in a consistent manner to parents. Now, another direction we believe is worth going in is increasing the engagement of community governors in all schools. Now, we know London boroughs want to facilitate a step change in the quality and support for governors, as they play a crucial role in both supporting and challenging the management of schools. And I'm happy to say that the chair of governors of one of Barnet's excellent primary schools has just entered the room. But this also means that given the continuing requirement on local authorities, we'll need the governors that we appoint to step up to the plate and help act as our eyes and ears. Now, the fourth strand, or the last strand, is around supporting vulnerable children to achieve positive outcomes, which remains a very important responsibility of local authorities. We'll continue to deliver a broad range of children's services in line with statutory duties, but it is important that local authorities have the tools to be able to fulfil these duties effectively in relation to all schools, and therefore we're going to be saying to the DfE, fair access panels should be able to issue a direction to an academy to admit a hard-to-place pupil, just as we can do with maintained schools. We need that playing field to be level and fair. So to summarise, all in all, it's certainly a very challenging landscape, but we appreciate this, and we are determined to keep pace with it and to play the role that's been expected of us by the Secretary of State, as I said at the start, but also, and very importantly, the residents to whom I and my colleagues are ultimately accountable. Thank you very much.
Thank you.